It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Last week, more than 200 mayors across the country vowed to uphold the Paris Agreement, that global accord addressing climate change that President Trump is pulling the United States out of. Among the mayors on that list, Frank County. He's the mayor of Des Moines. He is a registered Democrat, although city elections are nonpartisan in Iowa. We caught up with County this week to talk about that commitment.
Our goal is to reduce our energy and greenhouse gas emissions in the city of Des Moines by 2020 by 25% off of 2005 numbers, and 50% by 2030. And I committed in Paris to hopefully we can be carbon neutral by 2040. And but in working with MidAmerican Energy, that has been very responsive to the citizen outcry to, you know, let's not build any more coal plants. And the fact that they've taken up wind, I mean, they're at 50% wind in their energy production now, and almost all of that comes out of coal. In coordination and cooperation with the private sector, I think we're gonna see some of those goals achieved, and we're watching some of those numbers today improve. And I think some of our tracking shows that we probably are about 17% reduction now over those 2005 numbers.
I asked Mayor County if it's hard for the city to move forward with clean energy goals without more buy-in from state leaders who regularly fall in line with President Trump. County says, absolutely.
To ignore that factual piece and the science around it and all the data that's out there is really unfortunate for the citizens of the state of Iowa and looking at our future and how we preserve our resources and, quite frankly, how we build. I mean, I've heard the arguments, oh, we don't want to stand in the way, there's too many regulations. Well, part of the regulations that we're putting in place is looking at sustainability, looking at resilience. Should we be building in low-lying, unprotected flood areas? And knowing that if they get flooded, we're going to have to rebuild them. And I think that we have to look at policy at the state level, at the county level, at the local level, on what we should do. But it's all of us working together in a nonpartisan way.
And in that speech that the president gave in the Rose Garden, he mentioned maybe renegotiating a different deal. From your perspective, having these conversations with mayors across the world for much of your terms as mayor, how likely of those kind of conversations can even take place?
I think the conversations are going to take place, but everybody has to understand that United Nations agreements are essentially based on goodwill and an understanding and a trust one country to another that they're going to fulfill their bargain. They really don't have any consequence for non-attainment. But because the countries agreed at the outset to do the baselines, to say in report, in share best practices, and make a commitment. So the question is, you know, it's all based upon people being willing to do what they say they're going to do. And clearly at this point, the rest of the world, in some of the conversations I've had and communications with mayors around the country who are wondering, hey, tell me, please, what's going on? They don't have much confidence that the United States as a country, based upon that announcement in the Rose Garden, is going to even try to reach any level of attainment. And but I've assured them that at least all the mayors that I know, we're going to do everything we can to continue down the path. And I will tell you that Des Moines, we're going to try to attain that 25% by 2020. And I hope that all the other cities in states that have committed to it are going to do the same thing. And whatever level of attainment that they have committed to. And we have to do our best and share our best practices and hope at some moment that the federal government steps in and sees that they are really a catalyst to help other levels of government do the right thing, because they have the science. They have NASA. They have NOAA. They have an accumulation of decades of information out there that it can be very, very helpful if they will do so.